This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two.
That is essentially the bureaucratic equivalent of digging through the sofa cushions to try to come up with the necessary money.
All right, so that's Josh Earnest. Welcome to the show, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight from the White House. And, of course, we're talking about the Zika virus. Here's my question. How many of you, first of all, are you worried about the Zika virus? Do you know what the Zika virus is? Or have you just heard bits and pieces about it? You know, it's funny. I got some spray the other day for mosquitoes, and now on mosquitoes, anything you pick up, they always talk about West Nile. It's always about the West Nile virus. But this Zika virus is brutal, and there's massive concerns about it. You get a fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes, and, of course, how is it spread? It's spread through mosquito bites. And they confirmed that a Newfoundland man was diagnosed with a case of the Zika virus because he had it, and so does the Labrador. His Labrador has it too, as well. And it's awful. I mean, it's awful what it does to you, apparently. This was after a visit to the Caribbean. So he got treatment for a rash and has since recovered from the illness, which I guess is a good thing. They don't have a lot of details about how old was he, all that kind of stuff. Because the virus, mostly we keep hearing about birth defects with newborns and talking about babies born with abnormally small heads associated with incomplete, you know, brain development. And it's scary to see this. I mean, look, what are the precautions for Zika? Long sleeves and pants, insect repellent, closing windows, doors, and keeping out mosquitoes. So in the United States, we're trying to come up with how much money do we have to fight this virus? And there's three different bills that are in Congress. I mean, it's up to Congress now. Congress, what they're going to want, Congress and Zika. It just seems like, you know, the world we live in, there's so much motion, there's so much travel, and that's how things transpire. That's how they're transferred, is through mosquitoes. So Congress voting on the Zika funding. The bills are short of what the president requested, but they're trying to find a way. They're trying to make a deal to pay for the defense of this, because how do we fend it off? It's been 3 months of fighting between the White House and Congress over this virus. Prevention, treatment programs. And the Senate is short of the $1.9 billion the White House wants. In fact, and this is why we're starting this way, we could talk about pests of another kind on the political circuit, and we will. But the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, said the disagreement over funding levels means Zika will hit the U.S. this summer, while Congress is haggling over money. So far, it's only those traveling to the Caribbean and South American countries. And he said it's reckless. It's beyond reckless. Hal Rogers, Republican from Kentucky, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, says the money House Republicans are offering is enough to take immediate action to stop the spread of Zika. And the legislation funds, using existing resources, including excess funding left over from the Ebola outbreak, is how we're going to pay for it. So you've got half of Congress saying it's insufficient, the other half arguing about that we have enough and we have leftover money. In the meantime, do something, for goodness sake, because mosquito populations are brutal. Anybody who's tried to kill mosquito populations gets what I'm saying. It's not people being irresponsible. Oh, there's so much water. There's water coagulating. It's gathering all over. No. But I'll tell you what, I can't imagine what happens if you get bit by a mosquito with the Zika, because when you're older, there's going to be complications from that. I mean, there was a guy in his 70s who died in Puerto Rico because he got the Zika virus, and he was visiting. He was down there and then came back to the U.S. So you heard Josh Ernest at the top saying they think that they need the full funding, that's it. And that if it's not the full funding, the president's going to veto the bill. He won't do it because that's not enough.
He was running the show.
Okay, this is kind of funny. I'm reading somebody's
health.
Nathan.
They should be able to protect
an article from the Washington Times about Norwegian government seizes children, citing parents' Christian indoctrination. So, I guess that's a hate crime now to be Christian in that country.
But it's
now, it's kind of interesting, though, because Norway is also like the home of black.
All you have to do, and we have on this show, is have a conversation with anybody who has fallen prey to West Nile, anybody who has dealt with Zika, you see those babies, wow, in South America, it is so sad. And initially when this all started, they had no idea. How is this possible? How is this possible that this is what we're seeing? Because you can't believe, where did this come from? And then they start to realize, oh, there's a trend here. That's what it's about. All right, it wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't at least jumping on and off the trail, for goodness sake. Over the weekend, there's the big story in the flap and the hubbaloo over Donald Trump and women who work for him, women he dated. And there are people coming out and saying it's much ado about nothing, and there are other people who are saying, oh, no, where there's smoke, there's fire. And then there's Donald Trump, who just tweets all over the place. I don't know how many Twitter followers he has now at this point, but it's astronomical levels, that's for sure. So this New York Times story on Trump's history with women created a little bit of a backlash. An ex-Trump employee said, oh, he thinks he's going to be king. And in the end, here's the question. Does this dent his reputation? Does this affect who's going to vote for him? Are people going to turn away in droves? Do the numbers crash? And to me, the answer is no. It's a blip on the radar screen, unless there was something that was a court case or something that had happened, but there's none of that. So it's highly doubtful that anything happens. I mean, the Times is defending what it wrote, but Trump is saying it's not right. Trump jumped all over this comment from Brewer Lane, who was one of the people in the, one of the women in the article, and said that, listen, the coming forth today of the woman central to the failing at the New York Times hit piece on me, we have exposed the article as a fraud. Brewer Lane said she was stunned and felt like she'd been taken advantage of when she read that her words were used to make Trump appear to be a lecher. She said that's not the case at all. That wasn't it at all. More about that and true or false with Patrick Eggdorf, our favorite millennial, coming up on the flip side.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In your lairs and you're laughing out loud and enjoying the show, because we're going to provide some levity here. You know, we got to sometimes step off the trail. Like I said, we're going to do that right now and bring Patrick Eggdorf into the spotlight. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Do you like being in the spotlight?
You know, I don't mind it.
I love that. You know, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. All right. So let's just dive in. Ready?
I'm ready when you are.
All right, so here we go. How about this? Tobacco and taxes. Goes back a long way if you think about it. There's a tobacco tax campaign that's going to actually be on the California ballot. Is it true or false, the tobacco tax?
I'm going to say true.
True is right. A campaign to raise California's cigarette tax by $2 a pack said that they've collected enough signatures to qualify their proposal for the November 8th ballot. Wow, how much is a pack of cigarettes then? I mean, $2 on top of what it already costs, what would that be, like $10 a pack? That's crazy, don't you think, Patrick?
That is crazy. I can't believe that.
I don't smoke cigarettes. Do you smoke?
On occasion, yeah.
And but on occasion is one thing.
Sure.
That's not the same thing as daily I have to have two packs.
Yeah, and when you think about it now, packs are running, depending on the state, usually around like $8 to $9 a pack. And if they're, you know, $2 more, that's $10 a day. And, you know, $70 a week, that's a lot of money.
that's a lot of money. Then add to that, Patrick, so you figure, okay, let's say you have that habit. Some of those people might have the habit of Starbucks. How much does that cost you a week? Oh, my gosh, you could be out $130 a week.
Absolutely. Yeah, it gets really expensive really quick.
Life. First world problems, as they call them. So we move from the whole tobacco tax to the world of sports. And the Golden State Warriors last year won the NBA championship. Now they are in the Western Conference Finals. They're trying to get back to vie for a championship. They had their first game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, where they beat them soundly 150-78. True or false?
Oh, I'm going to say true.
False. I knew I could get you there. So the Oklahoma City Thunder won the first game 108-102, which is huge because, I mean, they're the underdogs. And they were playing in San Francisco, so it was on the road. And they've got some great players. There's no question about that. But with 30.7 seconds left in the opener, Kevin Durant, who's a star for Oklahoma City, picked up the right time to really pick up his game. He crossed up Andre Iguodala and moved, you know, juked him out, went going right, and then he rose up for a jumper, put the Thunder up 5, and they led. And so it's a 1-0 lead for them. That's a nice way for them to start things out. Okay, let's move on to another one. We go from the world of sports to this. Sinead O'Connor, famous Irish singer, was found dead today in a river in Chicago. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
False is right, but check this out, Patrick, as a music guy yourself. She was missing. So she was in Chicago, and she has, sadly, a history of mental illness. She went missing in the burbs for more than a day, but they found her. She was found in Wilmette, Illinois, which is north of Chicago. And she was staying with friends there for several weeks. So they were able to check on her. She went for a bike ride and didn't return right away, so they were concerned about it, but they found her. So that's the good news there. They scared, I think, everyone around her, because in November she posted a suicide threat on Facebook saying she had taken an overdose because of a set of horrifying betrayals, and said there's only so much anybody can possibly bear. And by the way, she was recently sued for libel by comedian and talk show host Arsenio Hall after she accused him in another Facebook post of supplying the late superstar Prince with drugs. Hall's reps deny that accusation, but I've heard that same story. I don't know if it came from her and that's where it all started, but they went after her for that. That's for certain. All right, let's move on to another one in our fun little game of true or false. True or false. And this one is... I had two that I was wrestling with. I'm going to give you this one. Okay, this one is about GPS. A lot of people use GPS. You could just use your iPhone and do Google Maps, but GPS is still a way people have them mounted still in their cars, or they pull them out and they just prefer the GPS. So there was a Canadian woman who followed the GPS on Thursday night, last Thursday night. She drove right into Lake Huron while following the instructions. She was navigating foggy weather. She turned down a boat launch, found her car sinking. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True. Can you imagine, Pat? Do you think you would notice that? Would you notice you were going down a boat ramp?
I would probably notice the difference in, you know, how the ground feels, because usually the boat launches aren't flat grounds. You know, the boats can grip the ground and everything. So I would imagine feeling the difference. But if it's really foggy, then I guess I could understand. It's kind of like that episode of The Office, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. Well, that was a funny episode. And what happened was, she said, it kind of went off the road and the launch just drops all of a sudden. She was able to roll down her window when her car went into the water and wiggle out into it, which was about 40 degrees Fahrenheit. She swam 100 feet to shore. She wasn't hurt. She walked to a hotel, had police called in. She didn't, you know, have hypothermia. And she was embarrassed, but just took it in stride. Her car, not so good, beyond repair. So she missed a right turn, ended up in the lake. It can happen. Do you believe your gut or do you believe GPS? You just have to be careful when you're maneuvering around and you're listening to your phone, the electronic box, whatever. I've gotten bogus directions, but I realized they weren't right. But I've never driven off into a lake or done anything like that. I can just get a feel for it, and I know something's not right. And then I just turn around and try to figure it out if I'm in that, if I'm in that situation. All right, let's squeeze in another one real quick. All right, since we're kind of in the whole crazy story thing. Is it true that a missing 64-year-old hiker was found tied to a tree? True or false?
Interesting. I'm going to say true.
It is true. And this one comes from Asheville, North Carolina, where I actually have a few friends that live there. She was found tied to a tree about an hour after she was reported missing in the Blue Ridge Parkway in that area. And she was tied to a tree. She was reported missing, so thank goodness. They found her barely alive, and they think she was assaulted on the Mountains to Sea Trail. And a friend identified herself as a caregiver, you know, said she was getting texts from the woman who was hiking in that area. So that's kind of led them in that direction, thank goodness. They haven't released her name or any of those kind of details. And they released the description of the possible suspect as a guy who was about 50 years old, salt and pepper hair, facial hair and whatnot. And they are trying to find him. But then that goes to the question of, should you hike alone anyway? Should you hike alone? And if you're a woman, should you hike alone? All right, Patrick Eggdorf, always interesting with you. Thanks for joining us for True or False.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coming up next, we're doing that mailbag thing. Heading to the mailbag. Lots of emails. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got a hold on you. Spend money, doctor, suit your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistake, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. God, yeah.
Some mailbag action too along the way. Let's go out to Sally listening to us in Washington. Sally, thanks for hanging. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kate.
Awesome.
I have two topics I want to talk to you about, but the first one is the Zika virus. How do you spell Zika? They spell that.
Zika. Let's see you try, and if you win, I send you a copy of my book.
Okay, I hope it's spelled the way it sounds. Zika. I would spell it Z.
Mm-hmm.
Z-I-K-A or C-A.
Yes! Do we have some applause? Woo! Hang on when you get off of here and we'll take your address and I'll send you that. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Just how it sounds. Yep, Zika.
Okay, so Z-E-I-K-A. Right?
No, Z-I-K-A. That's what you said. Z-I-K-A.
Oh, Z-I-K-A. Oh, okay.
You
I
got it right. You got it right. Yep.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you've traveled a lot. Have you ever been to the old Ellis Island, which is off of New York?
Yes.
Okay. Now, back in those days, I've seen some movies, but people coming into our country with diseases, weren't they quarantined and not allowed to come in and things like that? Didn't they have to be healthy to come into our country?
Well, yeah, because they were worried. So sometimes people would try to hide a cough or hide anything because they didn't want to be quarantined on Ellis Island. But yes, exactly. They had to do that because there were tuberculosis, all kinds of things were coming in.
And then a lot of people, I remember influenza, killed
yes.
a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, wiped out a ton of people.
So, you know, they're asked, I know that they're, and then we had the Ebola, but then, thank goodness, a lot didn't come of it.
Yes.
But, so what I don't understand is why the president, with that in mind, let all those refugees come in here, those children. And my sister's a nurse, my daughter's a nurse. You know, they've had problems in the grade schools with measles and because the kids that came across our border were not vaccinated.
Yes.
And I think that's very unsafe. And I think there should be an Ellis Island down by the border or, you know what I'm saying? Does that
right.
not make sense to you?
Right, right, right. Because anybody can come in with anything and that's part of the problem. Yes.
And I hope that gets addressed. My second issue is about the campaign. I called you a month ago. I don't know if you remember, but I was saying, telling you when Trump wins, you know, who I thought Chris Christie would be his vice president. And he
mm-hmm.
put Cruz on the, do you remember that call or not?
Yeah, I do remember it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've changed my mind. I think the vice president, if he should get elected, should be Rubio. Because I was going to put him as Secretary of Defense, which reminds me, I watched John Kerry today. And it made me so upset. You know, I'm a Gold Star mother and I've got a daughter
mm-hmm.
serving.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was saying they want to send these weapons to Libya. And just, I think it was just 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had an unarmed soldier, a Marine killed, and he didn't even have a weapon. And so this is very upsetting to me. And, so I don't know who I'd put as Secretary of Defense if Trump wins, but then I got thinking, I listen to the radio because I don't have TV all day long, and there's a lot of people talking about, the Bernie Sanders people talking about, they don't think the election's fair. They don't think that they're getting the votes, Bernie's getting the votes. And I, you know, a year ago, someone asked me at the YMCA, they go, who do you think's going to win? I said, I don't even think there's going to be an election. And now I've come to the mind, I think they've already got all the votes made up for Hillary, no matter who. I mean, you know what I mean? I think the Washington elite have decided she's going to be president. It doesn't matter about anybody else. She's the one that's going to be president. That's what I kind of think, because they're not letting, you know, not that I want Bernie Sanders, but it's not fair. Do you know what I mean? The election is, I think, fraudulent. Especially in states where they vote by ballot, because they can make a whole bunch of ballots. What do you think about that?
It sure does feel that way, doesn't it? It feels like it's manipulation. I think it's manipulating the system, and that is troublesome. I agree with you. I don't think that should be allowed. Absolutely.
And I'm in a state where they do the ballots, and I just feel like I just don't know. There's so much corruption, and the Sanders people have, I've listened to them all day long. They were saying, you know, how come, they were saying, I think it was either Nevada or where was it, but there's 30 people that, Bernie Sanders people that didn't even get to go and vote. They were delegates or something. Do you know what I was talking about today?
Yeah. And that's, absolutely. And so there was a whole uproar over that. And this goes back to the Rubik's Cube of why don't we have these straightforward primaries in the first place? It makes no sense. It's about superdelegates versus delegates. The Democrats and the Republicans do it different. And what the Nevada Democrats are saying, they're saying that the Sanders backers are going to be violent, that it's going to be chaotic at the convention, that the structure isn't right and that they're upset. And there are a bunch of different states and people and players that are saying that.
Can you imagine if Hillary becomes president and yet she's the one that really shouldn't be president because she didn't really win? I mean, you know what I mean? I feel the same way. I'm for Trump, But I understand, you know, if she gets it, and I don't think she would win fair and square. I really don't think she deserves the delegates that she has. If something's not right, and I think a lot of people sense something is not right with this election.
Yeah, something's not right. It is the craziest election, Sally, ever. Ever, ever, ever. And thank you so much for your family's sacrifice and service, as always, to this country and all that your daughter does, etc. We appreciate that, and it was always good to hear from you, Sal. Definitely. She made some interesting points. And she spelled Zika right, so she has to call us back. She dropped off. She has to call us back, and then I'll send her a copy of the book. Grim, you're in line. What's up?
Oh, you enjoy being a customer? You did catch it then, huh?
Okay. I did, yes.
Okay. How about a little bit of Twilight Zone? And to answer her, too, the two worst disease we have to worry about is TB and hepatitis that come out of the Middle East. I know that.
Hepatitis is a killer.
But the thing is before they get their passports, here in the United States, you got to have all your inoculations. Then you
Before you go.
But when you're coming from a foreign country, there's no guaranteeing with the $40 an hour government people we pay in here. I don't know whether they're looking at them too well. And what would it cost us to sit there and house
inoculate?
Just house them while we, you know, test their blood.
Yeah, and, a lot.
But to give you a little Twilight Zone, because you opened this whole second hour segment, basically... How about with a little, I want to claim some intellectual, what do they call that, property here.
Uh-huh.
Between you and me to try and get us rich. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. You need to get out your Rolodex. Now, you're going to have to do the work. I'll just come up with the ideal here. Get out your Rolodex, because I'm sure you interviewed a chemist. And then find that guy, and we'll get a government grant. And we'll see if we can't get DDT back and put it in diesel fuel, and we'll get rid of this virus or this mosquito problem.
You know what? Not a bad from left field idea. Although will not happen.
Some kind of pesticide, at least.
Yeah, you know what? Don't you remember when you were a kid? They spray and
They're still doing it.
They still do it. They do it in my neighborhood. Yeah.
They can't get the money.
Yeah.
My city can't get enough money to keep it down.
Yeah.
Well, if we incorporate a pesticide that's chemically that puts out a certain amount in diesel, you can take care of long haul truckers take across the country. Don't put it in gas, put it in diesel.
Yeah, put it in diesel. I agree, it has to be in diesel.
Farm tractors take care of the rural area.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be done because, you know, it only emits a certain amount. And what little few diesel cars we have urban keeps it down.
Yeah.
But it's a way of spraying. Okay, the second thing is, of course, I had five things, and I wrote all this down. You started your show off this way, so it's a little Twilight Zone thing going here. I wrote this down for Sunday. But Donald Trump, somebody, his campaign advisor, needs to hear this. And I'm telling you, the way he can get back and get his election going and get rid of this mess is he needs Michelle Bachmann as his VP. And Michelle needs to understand that she needs to do it for the country. Because she can maintain a moral fiber, and not only that, he'd get the woman's vote, and he'd also get I want to call them Christians, but, you know, we're not.
Evangelical?
Yeah, well, the Christians out there, because the morality she'd bring back. And also, she's got some great thoughts. But, you know, this nude ideal... I'm at the age where I understand Newt. He's a great man, nothing against him, but he's just like Hubert Humphrey.
Yeah, boy, that's a blast from the past.
He goes back to the good old boy system. Hey, that's the first thing they'll start saying about Donald Trump is he's playing the old boy politics.
Yeah, and I don't know that I see that. I think it's going to be interesting. Thanks, Grim. We're up against it to see what direction. I said this before. Who would be the ultimate vice president? Who would be the right VP on the Trump card, on the undercard? We're doing that mailbag thing on the flip side.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Across this great nation. Love the emails. Got a ton of emails from you in the last couple of days that rolled through the weekend, no doubt about it. You're all over the map. And I think there is an element of being tired of the same old, same old. And that's why when we talk about politics, some of it is funny and some of it is ridiculous. And some of it is just, let's face it, plain old sad. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. As I've dug really, really deep this time around so that we could hit a couple of different things. This one from Jake, listening to us in Austin. Kate, Zika's a real thing, man. Those idiots in Washington should figure out a way to fund this. It wouldn't be any fun to break out in those rashes, to have red eyes, and to feel nauseous and the fever, and especially older people who would run the risk of dying from the Zika virus. It's sad what's happened to children in South America with the small heads and whatnot, and not even realizing what was going on. And finally, they woke up to the fact that, yeah, there is something that is a mosquito-borne illness. I think they should just fund this sucker somehow, figure out the way to come up with the money. Well, I think in general, we see that mosquitoes, big deal. You know, I got my, when I get my water bill, which I would love to know what my city pays for this, but they have this laminated card that they stick in the envelope. And in the envelope, it has this card that has a mosquito on it, and it says, West Nile virus, things to do to make sure you don't attract mosquitoes with water, with if there's rain and you have standing water or whatever, and talk about the severity of the mosquito-borne illnesses. And now you can add Zika to that, of course. I mean, it's life. Look, we deal with all kinds of diseases and elements, but you got to be able to fight it somehow. And spraying your little off is just not enough. There has to be something else. And you can just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and get bitten by a mosquito, for goodness sake. How can you go 100%, you know, protect yourself from that? And that's equally as part of what the deal is. All right, this one is from Keith, who says, Kate, what a bunch of crap, that New York Times story on Donald Trump. So easy for him to defend that. And I love that the first and major part of the piece, woman in it, it's not true what was said, and she comes out and she says that. Well, this is what the deal is. It was a former model who was the center, kind of the center of the story. Her name was Roanne Brewer Lane, and, you know, Ben Carson, who heard it was a falsehood, said, oh, this is ridiculous because this is the kind of crap we see from the media. And she came out herself and said that she was misquoted and that the paper intentionally mischaracterized what she had said to make Trump seem boorish. And so she lashed out at the Times reporters, saying she spent hours on the phone with them and agreed to do a photo shoot for the piece because she wanted to let people know how well Trump treats women. She said she was stunned. She felt like she'd been taken advantage of when she read her words were used to make Trump appear to be a lecher. She said, I think it was intentional. They had an agenda, and that's it. And now she's been all over the place, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, to discredit the New York Times story. The reporters say they stand by their story, that they quoted her fairly and accurately, and the story stands for itself. And the story starts, in case you don't know it, with an anecdote from the 1980s about Trump courting Brewer Lane at a pool party at his Mar-a-Lago property in Palm Beach, Florida. Then asked her about Lane, who was about 20 years younger, to change out of her clothes and into a bikini. And then said, wow, when he saw her. And then introduced her to others as a stunning Trump girl. And so the reporters say none of the facts are in dispute, and that's what the deal is. She says she felt debased and says she went out of her way to communicate that to the reporters. She was mortified at how it was portrayed. So I think it's a zero-sum game. It's not going to cost Trump, and it just makes you question some of what's happening at the Gray Lady. How about that? The Gray Lady. This one is from Rose, who says, Kate, it made my heart full when I read the story about the woman in the orchestra who collapsed and died in her late 80s doing what she loved and had done forever. There is something very poignant about that, don't you think? Oh, yeah. I mean, I talked about it here in America Tonight, that she was 16 years old and got a job with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and had played with them her whole life. The history, 87, and she was playing There's No Business Like Show Business. That was her last song. And I think that is just crazy wild that that was the last song. Something about it. I saw a cool picture of her walking out into the orchestra, and it had to be terrible for the people in the orchestra. But on the other hand, to have that experience, all that experience she had, and she gave back a lot to younger performers, etc. She even toured at one point in her career at the American Ballet Theater, and she perform with a lot of guest conductors. Very popular, very well respected. Okay, here's one from Gary who says, "Hello, Kate. Boy, I've missed you. I've listened to the show off and on when I can, but so much is happening right now. It's been impossible to have any kind of continuous listen. Otherwise, I'd be calling up to combat Dan and Grimm." So what do you think? Do you think Hillary is going to be just too tough to slay for Donald Trump? Or do you believe some of these polls? I think it's going to be razor thin close. You see the basketball games, some of these finals, like the first game won between the Thunder and the Warriors, and how close it was, a handful of points separating them. I think the same thing happens here. That's why if you have strong opinions, feelings about it, you need to get your butt out there and vote. If enough people did that and the popular vote mattered even more, it could make a difference in the whole political process. Besides, if you want to complain, you got to vote, right? How about this? This one is from John D., who says, "Kate, those TSA lines. I don't know if you saw the story. I happened to be watching the morning news when I was working out in the gym and on the road about the airport lines and how long and busy the travel season is expected to be, and that there are problems, and so you have to get to the airport early." Well, there's nothing new about that, but you're right. They're talking about the fact that people are missing flights now and they weren't as much before, and that you have to be prepared that you might jump and think you have the line thing down, but you show up and the line is wrapped around the building. That happened to me at LAX. I had a layover. I was fortunate enough that the tickets were like nothing to go to Maui and take my husband, and my mother was already there, and father. And what happened was that there was this long, long layover, like 6 or 7 hours. It was crazy. And I had a friend there, so she picked us up. It was great. We went to the La Brea Tar Pits. If you've never been to the La Brea Tar Pits, you have to go there. So by the time we wrapped everything up and got dumped back off at LAX, oh my gosh, it was, I'm telling you, the TSA, I don't know if they were strip searching everyone. It was wrapped around the building. I was in full mode panic to myself, thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to miss this flight to Maui. This is brutal. You're not brutal. What a great audience you are. Thanks so much for the calls and letters and everything else and all the email that you send. Keep it coming. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.